we do have the locations that we would set the dispensaries up. As we have grown as an organization, we actually ended up acquiring a decent amount of real estate.
Can you talk about those sites?
We have a site next to our immediate care facility in the Pew-Lancaster region. We have a site next to our urgent care facility in Webster. And we've also acquired a site in Binghamton and a site in Syracuse.
What about downtown Buffalo? Anything for downtown Buffalo?
Well, within the city of Buffalo, we plan on having a cultivation production facility. So we have contracted to, let's say, to create our cultivation facility in an area of Buffalo where a large plant was closed down recently with 300 jobs were lost. And so our intent is to open up for business at that facility, and that's in the city of Buffalo.
And talk about that cultivation. What will that entail?
The investment in a cultivation production facility is significant. We're looking at a $15 million investment just to create that opportunity there. We have to hire experts in the cultivation arena, and we have an organization by the name of M. Jardine, which is one of the most noteworthy cultivators in the country. We've hired a group of production experts under the banner of ProVerde. Again, they are noted for their ability to produce multiple formulations. And so we've hired this group of individuals who would be working with us we would have to build out the facility, and that is a very difficult endeavor, but certainly we've built multiple facilities in the past, so we'd be able to get that done. Then we would have to embark upon the cultivation. So it is going to be quite the process once it begins.
It finally takes this issue out from the underground and what's been occurring for those patients that have been seeking this for a very long time.
Yes, it does. I think the patients are the true champions of this process. When we look at the news and everything else, the discussion revolves around the finances. It revolves around the organizations, things of that nature. But the true champions of this process are the parents and the children who suffer from chronic illnesses that can benefit from the use of this medication. They're the true champions. They're the ones that need to be recognized. They're the ones that we're working tirelessly for.
Doctor, I have to ask you this. In a time where we're seeing such a huge epidemic of drug abuse right now with prescription drugs and heroin, how do you kind of take that onus of what's happening with all of that and flip it around with this positive side of what this will do for folks that are ill?
Marijuana, from my knowledge and from what I have read, has never been an addictive drug, and to be classified along with the heroines and the cocaines and things of that nature. We've not seen overdoses and deaths associated with marijuana, whereas we've seen it on the opiates and so on. So I certainly believe that marijuana belongs in a class by itself. There has, over the centuries, if we can do our research, we recognize that there has definitely been shown to be medicinal benefits associated with marijuana. So I think it's been misclassified as a drug in terms of the opiates and the heroin and things of that nature. And it really has been put in a class where it doesn't belong. And I think the focus today in the Senate, in the Congress of the United States, in the state houses around America, is to recognize that And it's not wrong for us to say we truly made a mistake when we took this drug and we placed it in the same category as the heroin and the cocaines. It needs to be removed from that category. It needs to be recognized for the appropriate medicinal properties associated with it. And above everything else, down the road, somewhere down the road, it should be decriminalized. I think we have filled our jails with many individuals who would otherwise could be rehabilitated and be placed on the right path. Instead, we are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars keeping people locked up in many cases for in situations where they would probably benefit from appropriate rehabilitation. So, no, I don't think it should be classed in the same light as the heroin and the cocaines. And I don't believe it's a gateway drug. I don't think the research that I have looked at has indicated that it's a gateway drug in any way, form, or fashion. And it belongs in a totally different class.
Dr. Daniel, thank you so much for speaking about this information and topic.
You're certainly welcome.